greet your troubles with joy. Joy is my welcome mat. Here's a quotation from James, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. My brothers and sisters, you will face all kinds of trouble. When you do, think of it as pure joy. Your faith will be put to the test. You know that when it happens, it will produce in you the strength to continue. The strength to keep going must be allowed to finish its work. Then you will be all you should be. You will have everything you need. James uses strong language to address the hypocrisy he saw in the daily life of fellow Christians. His letter serves as a primer on Christian living. His words are very confrontational and challenging as he calls us to put our faith into action. Sadly, many Christians are good at talking the talk, but stumble and fall when it comes to walking it out. As James points out, the proof of our faith is in our actions and in the fruit that we bear. As Christians, we must reject worldly thinking and actions and greet our trials and tests with joy. To the world, this advice sounds crazy. When trials come, the world reacts with worry, anxiety, fear, and agitation. I praise God that others who have known me for years say they see the difference in how I respond to everyday situations. I have more joy and peace in my life than ever before. Yes, I have days when I get angry or frustrated for a few minutes, but the Holy Spirit steps in and quickly helps restore my peace. Often, I find myself welcoming challenges as an opportunity for spiritual growth and promotion. God's grace has made joy my welcome mat. Child of God, ask God to speak to you today about your joy. Are you walking in joy and peace in spite of your circumstances? Do you trust God's grace to continue in the midst of every trial? Do you have faith that God will use your trials to develop you into the person He wants you to be? Commit today to live by faith. By His grace, make joy your welcome mat and walk into your divine destiny. Lord, thank you for this lesson on living by faith. Holy Spirit, help me greet every trial and test with joy and peace, knowing that God's grace is all I need. Finish the work in me that you have started through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.